Contemporary mass production and old school mom and pop repair shops are both very relevant with respect to Tevilat Kelim. If a Jew hands a goy raw materials, or he hands the goy a broken kli, and the goy produces a brand new kli, or fixes the broken one, it may or may not require tevila. The Rishonim debate whether or not we assume that uman kone bishvach kli, that a craftsman acquires a share in the appreciation of the kli that he works on. If you hand him raw materials worth $100, and he produces something that makes it now worth $150, that $50 sort of belongs to him. So when you pay him, you essentially broke a partnership, and you bought his share and would require tevila. Nevertheless, many Rishonim, including Shulchan Aruch as well, paskin that as long as the Jew owns the materials, the goy's involvement is irrelevant, even if you hold uman kone bishvach kli. Because with respect to Tevilat Kelim, we need it to be Dome Lamaase Shehaya, similar to the way it was done in the Maase with Midian, the anecdote of the war with Midian, and that they took Kelim that had a Shem Akum, had a name, they had a title belonging to a Goy, and made it their own. Here, if you own the materials, if you own the broken Kli, you always have a Shem Yisrael on the Kli, even though the Goy had a share in the Kli. So therefore, tevila would not be required. All of this is interesting, but the Chazon Ish notes how the whole conversation about uman kone bishvach kli is actually irrelevant if it is not also upholdable in civil law. If there is no civil law of uman kone bishvach kli, so the whole thing is a moot point. The Rama is machmir in cases where the given item is not only repaired, but turned from a non-kli into a kli. Meaning, let's say you had a kli that the entire bottom came off, or there was a hole towards the bottom in which didn't enable the kli, which disabled the kli from holding more than a revi'it. In such a case, the Rama would be machmir for the ritzba. The whole conversation with the ritzba means, so we'll just say it means the ritzba, that tevila would be required. The Zivchei Sedech and the Ben Yishchai are both actually machmir and recommending machmir for this Rama, but Ovadia advocates for Shulchan Aruch only. The Ben Yishchai does qualify his point, though, that tevila with a bracha would only be required if the bottom was broken and replaced, but if it was split in half and just glued together, no bracha would be recited. The Rama is further concerned if the non-Jew contributes some of his own materials, but whether or not he would require a bracha is actually subject to debate among the Achronim. As such, the Zivchei Tzedek concludes that safik bracha l'hakel. If the goy is merely adding a decorative layer to an otherwise functional kli, though, the Pri Chadash is lenient, because it's just decorative, and the Mishnah Berurah does require it to be without a beracha. In such a case, for Svaradim, either you have Maran and the Pri Chadash, you don't require it to be at all, because it belongs to a Jew, but even for those who hold like the Ben Yishchai does not require it to be in this case, where it is a merely decorative layer, as he reports the custom in Baghdad was to be lenient on this matter. That's all with respect to a non-Jewish craftsman, but with Jewish materials. What if it's the other way around? If you have a Jewish craftsman who is repairing or producing a kli with non-Jewish materials, and then the non-Jew decides, you know what, I don't want it, you can keep it, I'll buy it, I'll sell it to you. You know, I don't need the vase, you can buy it for me for $10, $20, whatever it is. So there was a Shem Akum, so Shulchan Aruch would say that you do need to do tevila. The Rama, however, is concerned, maybe we say uman kone bishvach kli, and therefore he would seem to say, no beracha, and that is the pesach of the Zivchei Tzedek, Safi Beracha L'Hakel, against Maran and the Pri Chadash on this one. The Rama does not require tevila, though, in a case where the Jewish craftsman contributes some of his own materials to the repair. This becomes a major halachic tool, that for kelim that are difficult to immerse, one could break and then repair the kli as a Jewish craftsman if Rebelski explained, in order to qualify for the salacha, the kli must be so broken that A, it is no longer usable, and B, it requires an uman to repair it. Finally, if a person purchased an old kli from a goy, regardless of why he purchased it, whether he wanted to use it or not, and he melted it down and recycled and reconstituted it into a new kli, it would not require tevilah.